Ukraine, as you may have heard, is led by a man called Zelensky. As George W. Bush once noted, he is our generation's Winston Churchill. Of all the people in the world, our shifty, dead-eyed Ukrainian friend in the tracksuit is uniquely incapable of blowing up a dam. He's literally a living saint, a man in whom there is no sin. That's why Lindsey Graham is so attracted to him. They're just two good people, hanging out together and being good. And like all good people, when they meet in person, they spend a lot of time talking about killing people and laughing like friends do. Here's the pair last week.
Free or die.
Free or die.
Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And the Russians are dying.
It's the best money we've ever spent.
Thank you so much.
That was...
The Russians are dying. It's the best money we've ever spent, Graham says. A smile spreads across his thin, quivering lips as he forms the words. He looks like a starving man contemplating a breakfast buffet. The aroma of death has aroused Lindsey Graham.
Well, Tucker is back, and he's got his second broadcast already up. Well, it's not a broadcast per se. It's a monologue. He's doing short form, about 12 minutes long. We'll have a soundbite that we'll play a little bit later talking about a Wall Street Journal article that I was not aware of, talking about how pedophiles are being normalized. We've talked about that on the show before, Janet.
I will say I'm a little disappointed that Tucker did that. Ran that, because that was an edited quote from Lindsey Graham. That was...
Do you know what was said?
It was put together. Hold on. In the first part, Zelensky thanks the U.S. and allies for their bipartisan support. Mm-hmm. To that, Graham replies, "The best money we've ever spent." The later comment... That was made in a different part of the conversation.
About Russians dying?
Yep. Later in the conversation, Graham says, "You remind me of our better selves in America. There was a time when we were this way, fighting to the last person, live free or die." Zelensky said, "Free or die. Now you are free and we will be too." And Graham said, "And the Russians are dying." So those were two completely different parts of the conversation,
right,
that were spliced together. I don't think that's cool, and you know I love Tucker Carlson.
Oh yeah, I know.
And that's been spliced together and played in a lot, but let's be honest about it.
Yeah, he pulled it probably from somebody else.
Yeah, but he's Tucker freaking Carlson.
Well, yeah, but if you read your last line again, oh, we're starting Friday out contentious.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
If you don't splice it, that last line about Russians are dying. I mean, the way Lindsey says it, whether it's put later like you read it, it's still...
But there's a difference in saying live free or die, and you are free and the Russians are dying, because there are consequences to your choices.
Right.
But to say he said, "And the Russians are dying, best money we ever spent,"
right,
that's a different context.
I agree. But so, I don't even think Lindsey Graham as... He's been a hawk for many, many decades. Mm-hmm. The fact, and Russians are dying, because this is a proxy war. Everybody knows it. We're fighting through Ukraine. We're fighting the Russians indirectly through Ukraine. And, of course, we know how bad Russia is because we heard about it during the whole Trump administration, because he was colluding with, you know, Donald Trump, who, by the way, got indicted again yesterday.
Yeah.
And we knew that was a bunch of...
Yeah, and in
bunk.
The meantime, China's going, yeah, fool around with Russia.
Yeah, yeah.
Be distracted by them.
Yes, yes, while we take over your country and send mm-hmm. people through the border.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that people
that's a good
understand
point.
The full context, because I think
that's important.
Fair.
That's important.
And needs to be. In the meantime, though, it's Friday.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
I'm still excited about Tucker getting his little Twitter channel.
Oh, yeah. I think it's good.
105 million hits on his first video. It's already up to 35 million for the video he posted yesterday. So, but yeah, he needs to make sure he gets context. Context is very, very important, whether you're talking about a news story or interpreting the Bible.
Context. Right. Yes, exactly.
I used to say to young people, context rules.
I still get twitchy right. Every time I see the "For I know the plans I've made for you," which is taken out of context so much.
Yeah.
Like if you got to read before and you got to read after. There was a lot of suffering that went on.
Right, right.
A lot of suffering. And every time I read that, it's just like, ugh, face pump.
Well, that's where it says, you know, I will help you prosper and, you know, that kind of thing is how the verse goes on. But you're right. There is a context that goes even with those verses. It's encouraging to know that they experienced that and that God is the same, that he will do things for us. But understand that they went through a lot of hell before they got to that statement.
And there was a lot of suffering that other people did.
Right.
You know. And
absolutely.
And so... Yeah, you don't just get... Jesus isn't a slot machine. That's all I'm saying. All right.
You mean he's not down at Rosie's handing out meal tickets?
I'm just saying.
Dang.
Here's your thought of the day. Do not be pushed around by the fears in your mind. Be led by the dreams of your heart.
Oh, I like that. Do you know who quotes?
I don't know.
Yeah, that is, don't be pushed around by the fears of your mind, but be led by the dreams in your heart.
That's a good one.
I've actually been able to live that out. Once or twice in 60 years.
If you're lucky.
That's right. I wouldn't be sitting here if it wouldn't have been following a silly dream of mine that God gave me. So.
That's right. 434-248-0704 is our text number. We love it if you play along with our Mind Jam trivia.
After Walt Disney's death, this Disney character did not make another appearance on the screen until 1983. This is intriguing. What character are we talking about? So after Walt died, this character did not appear on the screen again until 1983. I want to know why. I know Janet Rose will give us the answer here in just a little bit, but who do you think that character is? Who are we talking about?
I am not as well up on my Disney characters. I'm more of a Looney Tunes girl.
Right, right.
So, but I know there are a lot of people out there who like the classic Disney. Maybe they know the answer. We'll have that coming up for us very shortly. On this day in 1960, Roy Orbison releases the single "Only the Lonely." It becomes the first major hit of his in the U.S., and it topped the charts in the U.K. as well.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right.
You know, when George Harrison...
There goes my baby.
Dun, 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 dun.
When George Harrison asked Roy to join the Traveling Wilburys, that said a lot to me in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Because Harrison... And those, the rest of the men in the group, they realize how important Roy was, you know, preceding the Beatles and so on. And he sang it good until he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
He was still performing with the Traveling Wilburys. So.
Yeah, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
So good. On this day in 1980, comedian Richard Pryor suffers severe burns from freebasing cocaine. Mm-hmm. It really brought that level of drug addiction to the forefront.
The awareness of it all, yeah.
When it happened.
And Jim Brown, the famous Jim Brown from the Cleveland Browns, some say the best running back of all time, went on to do films and so on, was a friend of Richard Pryor's. And Jim came in to intervene during this difficult time of Pryor's life. And this is what Richard was talking about. He told his wife, he's not coming over here. And I mean, he's like twice the size of Richard Pryor. And this was part of that interaction, according to Richard Pryor.
I'll show Jim Brown. I'm the man. Nobody afraid of Jim Brown here.
You know, I ain't afraid of you, you know. You ain't no movie star to me. I ain't scared of you. I'm your friend. What you gonna do? You gonna get well or you gonna end our friendship?
That's what he said.
Wow.
You're gonna end our friendship or are you gonna, you know, get well? I mean, that's your alternative for me to stay.
Yeah.
I think that's so classy.
You ain't no movie star to me.
Right. I think it's really cool.
Good for him.
Yeah.
then that's a true friend.
Right, it really is.
Who,
it really
can
is.
Do that. The mm-hmm. the wounds of a friend versus the kisses of an enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
I would have liked to kiss this lady before she left the planet just a little over
sure
a week ago.
Would.
Dang. What's love got to do with it?
Yeah, it came out on this day in 1993.
I'm just saying, Tina, I can wipe those tears.
Angela Bassett was so good.
I've never watched that movie. I've got to watch the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got to watch
Are
the movie.
Are you kidding me?
No, I hadn't seen
if
it.
If anybody ever just kind of, because that would be, you think about that, that would be a daunting task.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to play her. Yeah,
to
sure.
play her. Mm-hmm. And she was in fantastic shape, and she strutted, and she danced her mm-hmm. butt off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. Such a good movie. Birthdays today. There are quite a few. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. You share it with actor Michael J. Fox. He turned 62 years old today.
Well, it's a DeLorean, right?
Stay with me, Marty. All your questions will be answered. Roll tape.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
So funny.
That role that will just... I mean, I'll think of him as the little political right-wing guy on Family Ties, but it'll be Back to the Future in my mind. That'll always stay.
Well,
the first
one. He was really good. He was really good in Family Ties.
Yeah, he was.
He was on quite a few bedroom walls back in the day.
Oh, sure.
I'll just say I had a little crush on Michael J. myself.
Being a Republican and being raised by two hippies, basically.
Yeah. So funny. Yeah, it created quite the mess. Actor Johnny Depp, speaking of mess, is having a birthday today. He is turning 60 years old.
You are such a baby. Grow up, Johnny.
Start physical fights?
Mr. Depp, could you please explain to the jury what they just heard on those audio recordings?
What was just played on the audio recordings, that was... I don't know if that was some need for attention, but I don't... That was a sound that I had gotten very used to.
Yeah, well, to say the least. I found out yesterday it was my cousin's birthday, and I found out she's got a thing for Johnny Depp.
Really?
Yeah, we do not share the same taste in men at all. Like, at all.
Is this the back and forth with David Hasselhoff? Yeah. People, now listen, I should get, I hope the boss is listening. I need hazard pay. Because I saw at least 9 different photos of Michael Hasselhoff.
David.
Or David, or whoever, the guy from Baywatch and Knight Rider, in Speedos with jackets on, with flowers coming out of his groin. I mean, I saw about every imaginable picture.
They're happy
that was
birthday memes.
Being back, bounced back and forth between Debbie and Janet yesterday.
Well, she was
horrified
that I was sending them to her, which is why I kept sending them to her.
Right.
You know, nothing says happy birthday like a meme from the Hoff. So my favorite was the one of just him and the Sharpay puppies.
Oh, yes. Well, that's all he was wearing.
Right. Just Sharpay puppies. I know. It was pretty horrifying. all right. Also having a birthday today.
Gosh, we went off the rails.
Bassist Dean Felber of Hootie and the Blowfish. He's 56.
Can you teach me about tomorrow and all the pain and sorrow running free? 'Cause tomorrow's just another day, and I don't believe in time.
Got to hear some of the bass right there. All right, we got to blow through this. Michaela Conlon from Yellowstone turning 45 today.
Your memory's coming back.
Yeah, I didn't forget you. I just see it differently now, Casey, that's all. I see it now. I'm done begging you to stay. I'm telling you to go.
So there you go. Mm. She was on Bones, and I said, that can't be the same actress, because her face was very round in Bones, and I think she lost like 20 pounds. And I mean, Jan, her face thinned out. It did not look like the same actress.
Wow.
And blew me away when I found it was the same person in Bones and Yellowstone. But she's a very likable character, and she plays someone who comes from one of the Indian tribes right around Yellowstone. This guy, he has been around forever and a day. Dick Vitale, he's 84. He is the one that goes nuts about basketball when it comes to ESPN and other sports, you know, broadcasting companies. But he is also the guy that does some really interesting commercials.
Tonight's matchup, me versus an ugly fender bender. If I can eke out a win, it's going to be a nail biter.
No, the Geico team is there for you 24/7.
Geico is awesome, baby. Too much?
I think we got it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Perfect. Love it.
All right. Back to our Mind Jam trivia at 7:20. Or 8:21 already. If it was 7:21, boy, that segment was really long.
Nancy's going to be on you.
I'm sorry, Nancy. I'm trying. After Walt Disney's death, this Disney character did not make another appearance on the screen until 1983. What character are we talking about? What are the listeners saying right
They're
now,
They're guessing
Janet?
Mickey and Goofy.
Okay.
Yeah, we will tell you the answer when we come back.
All right.
Hungry for some truth with a side of common sense? Then you found the right choice. We are the Morning Jam. The Morning Jam.
Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? Ooh, got to do with it. What's love got to do? Got to do with it. Who needs a heart?
Oh, crap, that's the wrong one.
No,
wait. No, it's not that one either. It's this one.
Oh, Lord.
I think that was Donald Duck. Or was it Rick Dees?
Turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.
Our Mind Jam trivia was talking about Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
After Walt Disney's death, he didn't make another appearance on screen until 1983.
Does it give a reason? Any?
Well, I don't know. You know, we had that thing in 78 where Donald was banned from Finland because he wouldn't wear pants.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not. Now that would be embraced, probably.
Well, would not only embraced, but celebrated.
Sure.
I mean, if yeah, David Hasselhoff can wear a couple of dogs and no clothes, the Duck Man can, you know.
Right. Yeah, but he doesn't have anything on at all. So there are other characters. Does Winnie the Pooh wear pants? He doesn't wear pants, does he?
I
don't think Winnie the Pooh wears pants. Mm-mm. So he's not alone.
Right.
There are other characters who don't wear pants. Yeah. I hadn't really thought about that. But yeah, I'm almost positive Winnie the Pooh doesn't wear pants. No poo pants. No pants for poo.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let's get to the news, shall we?
Quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.